This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, when I was a little girl, I played a lot of things, okay? I had my big wheel. Now, remember, I kind of grew up in the 70s and 80s. So I was a young kid, very young in the 70s, not to age myself too much. But then, you know, most of my school and high school life was the 80s, which were great. I really loved the, you know, feathers in my hair and the Smurfs and the gummy bears and the Bubblicious and my jean jacket and the Michael Jackson music and my pretending to moonwalk. It was a real great time as a kid. But the one thing that I really do remember about my childhood was playing Monopoly. I didn't particularly like the Monopoly game. I played it. I just didn't like it that much. And the reason why I didn't like it that much is because I was not the oldest of the siblings. I had an older sister. And my older sister was older by about 6 years. So she would destroy me in the game. All right? Risk would play Risk. She destroyed me in that. I was much better at Mr. Mouth. Remember that game, Mr. Mouth, where the mouth would keep opening up and closing, you would have to fling a token into the mouth. That I did really good. The sorry game, we didn't play much. Because when we would play, and you'd be like, sorry, my mom would be like, shut up, we're sick of you saying sorry. So I got my mom, so she would always yell at us when we played sorry, so I couldn't do that. I loved Light Bright. Light Bright was excellent. Light Bright, I guess, I don't know if you guys remember what Light Bright was, but I forget the jingle for Light Bright. I forget what it was. But anyway, you had all these little holes, and then you would put the design that you wanted. I think it was like a black and white sheet of paper. I don't remember. And you would stick it behind the holes, and you would light it up, and then you would put pegs where the white part was of the black and white, and then you would make designs with your Light Bright. And I loved that, although the pegs for me were kind of hard to hold because I had big hands, but it worked. So between, I think, Light Bright, Mr. Mouth, and Big Wheel, that was my favorite. However, when I did have to sit down and play a game of Monopoly, because if not, my sister would pull my hair, I loved being the thimble. Of all the little animal, or what do we call them? The little tokens. I wanted to be the thimble. She always wanted to be the car. And then I had a baby brother who, unfortunately, I couldn't play Light Bright around because he would swallow the pegs. He wanted to be like the boot or something. Well, the boot is gone. Apparently now we have 3 new Monopoly tokens. Remember I told you that they were playing around with this and what type of tokens that people wanted, and they did this big contest or survey. So the boot has been booted, according to LA Times. The wheelbarrow is gone. Nobody even uses wheelbarrows anymore. And the thimble is out. See, I like the thimble because it was my first shot glass. I really liked the thimble. The thimble was just adorable. So anyway, in its place is a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a penguin, and a rubber ducky. Now, guess of all those 3, which would probably be my token? Absolutely the rubber ducky. I loved rubber duckies. And it looks like a nice, good piece to hold. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is cute, but I just think it's not as easy to grab onto. And the penguin's okay, but that rubber ducky, I would just grab it by the head, so cute. So anyway, more than 4.3 million voters from 146 countries weighed in on which token they wanted to see in the next version of the property acquisition game. They call it a property acquisition game. It's a game where you buy a bunch of hotels or houses, and you try to get on Boardwalk and Park Place, and if you don't get Boardwalk and Park Place, you lose the game. That's really what it's about. And it's supposed to be based on the real-life streets of Atlantic City. Marvin Gardens, where's one of the others? No, not the Reading Railroads, not Chance. There's no street named Chance. I guess Boardwalk, Park Place, all the other stuff. Anyway, Pawtucket, Rhode Island-based Hasbro announced the winners Friday morning. They're very excited. They say they are sad to see the iconic thimble, boot, and wheelbarrow tokens go, but it's going to be fun to have some new tokens in the mix. Anything to revamp this game that's been around for close to 100 years, even more. The patent, I believe, the patent of this game, I think was first designed back in 1902. It was Elizabeth Maggie, or Maggie, who had made it called the Landlord's Game. And then it was supposed to illustrate the economic consequences of Ricardo's law of economic rent and Georgist concepts of economic privilege and land value taxation. And then from what I understand, it got the patent got bought for just like pennies on the dollar. And then Parker, I believe it was the Parker brothers, later in 1933, I guess sold a modern day version of Monopoly, and now everybody plays it, and it's just been a crazy, crazy game that's got super excited. I think the original patent that we know of was 1935. Monopoly was patented, patent number 2026082, and it's been translated into 37 languages, evolved into 200 licensed and localized editions. Oh, yeah, I think, don't they have, like, SpongeBob SquarePants Monopoly and Game of Thrones Monopoly and all sorts of stuff? So, anyway, but it looks like Scotty Dog is still there, Battleship Race Car, the Top Hat, the cat tokens, the little baby kitty cat, are good. By the way, other contenders were a winking emoji, a hashtag, an 80s-style cell phone, and a pair of bunny slippers. So that's ridiculous. The Scotty Dog still won with 202,000 votes. T-Rex got 207,000 votes. Hat, 167. Car, 165,000 votes. Ducky, 160,000. Cat, 154,000. I got to tell you something about rubber duckies. Those rubber duckies, I think, are a brilliant way to get kids to want to take a bath. There is nothing more fun for a kid to, you know, be in a pool with fish or with duckies. But you can't put real ducks in there because they'll smack and they'll scratch and they'll claw. So you have a rubber ducky, and the rubber ducky always floats. The rubber ducky always smiles. But, yeah, the board game that we know was technically born March 19th, 1935, when Parker Brothers acquired the rights. Happy birthday, 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-763-5999. That's harvestright.com or 800-763-5999.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's an experimental blood test that may be able to help speed up autism diagnosis. As you know, many kids fall on the autism spectrum disorder. There's different estimates where the latest estimate is 1 in 68 babies. I've heard lower for males, 1 out of every 56 males. But parents many times in schools and caretakers don't notice or don't start, I guess, investigating the diagnosis till the child's about 2-3 years old, and they don't seem to be speaking as well or playing with the other children as well. And I think you can identify an autistic child much earlier than that. So developers of an experimental blood test for autism say it can detect the condition in more than 96% of cases and do so across a broad spectrum of patients, potentially allowing for earlier diagnosis. Now, these findings were published in the PLOS Computational Biology and are the latest effort to develop a blood test for the autism spectrum disorder. Right now, they don't know what causes it. And they say childhood vaccines are not responsible, and we'll talk about why that theory still persists. But we do not believe that childhood vaccines are causing autism. So the hope for a blood test, if proven accurate, could reassure parents that are afraid the child has autism, or possibly aid in the development of treatments. And as you guys know, if you have a child with autism, the earlier you could start working with them, the better. It could speed the age of diagnosis, whether it's Asperger's, very mild, or whether there's profound disabilities in communication. These are things and cognitive issues. These are things we want to address early. Now, they say doctors typically diagnose children by observing behaviors associated with the disorder. Now, what I notice in an autistic child is they just don't seem to connect with mom like a child should. You know, I'll pick up a strange baby. Sometimes the baby likes me, sometimes the baby doesn't. The baby that stares at me and smiles and connects with me as a stranger, definitely no sign of autism there. I'm a little nervous because you kind of want a child to have, you know, stranger anxiety and separation anxiety from a parent. That's very normal. But if I could get a stranger kid to connect with me right away, that child doesn't have autism. Now, when I see a parent, unfortunately, go through that. If I see a parent, I should say, if I see, let's say, mom's trying to hold the baby, and mom's trying to hold the baby, and the baby's kind of fussing, and the baby's trying to, I apologize, we have a little alarm going off here. All right, so baby's trying to fuss, baby's trying to, push away, and you're like, but that's mom. Don't you want mom to kiss you? Don't you want mom to cuddle you? Don't you? That's an issue. And I will see that with children very early on, even, you know, up under a year. Now, also children with autism have repetitive behaviors. They have social avoidance. They don't want to have any extra stimuli. And many of these children aren't diagnosed until age 4. Non-clinician settings, many times we don't notice that until the child's in preschool and they should be playing with other babies and they don't, and other kids and they don't. But you see, what I think is going on, look at this repetitive behaviors and social avoidance. Many people think that's a form of quote-unquote mental retardation. But you see, I think it's a sign of very high intellectual ability. When these children don't want to listen to mom go goo goo gaga, or they don't want to look at the rubber ducky because they want to concentrate on something else, to me that's because they see something else. It's because they're aware of something else. You know, now, we don't think they're hallucinating or anything like that. I mean, we think that they are, you know, let's say there's an air current and it's wisping the carpet, okay? You and I wouldn't give a damn about that, you know, but they may be fascinated by that and be fascinated by the little fasciculations of the carpet to the air conditioning or the movement running around. You see, we don't know because many of these children can't communicate what it is that they're fixating on. And I keep saying this about autism. We don't have to. It's not that we're trying to make them more intelligent or elevate them to our world. We need to probably dumb down to work with them. I mean, autistic children have probably more intelligence than we could ever imagine. But we don't know what to do with that. You know, when you look at Asperger's, people with Asperger's, you know, it's been postulated that Albert Einstein has Asperger's. I think Dan Aykroyd said he had Asperger's. But you have, you know, many very talented, very intelligent people out there that have Asperger's and they blow your mind and their intelligence. And then you wonder, you know, well, then maybe, you know, maybe we're going about this wrong. Do we really want to dumb them down to our level when they have all these gifts and all this intelligence? So back to this blood test, Hahn and colleagues measured levels of 24 proteins that have been linked to autism and found 5 that in the right combination seem most predictive of the condition, which affects 1.5% of children and can vary widely in severity and how it manifests. So if they can measure 24 proteins that have been linked to autism, boom, we could do a blood test very early on. The researchers derived the combination by testing 83 children aged 3 to 10 who had been diagnosed with autism through conventional means. While the combination was present in 97.6%, it was absent in 96.1% of 76 normal children. So we have a pretty good predictive value, but we still have to get better on that. Dr. Max Wisnitzer of University Hospitals Cleveland Medical Center was not involved in the research, but said the finding is interesting, but not earth-shattering, and more testing needs to be done. He noted the research offers no evidence that the chemical combination being blamed for autism will be there for infants and toddlers. So we're getting closer. You know, maybe we're not there yet, but what could be done early on? Well, if you have a child that's not very social, remember, these kids are intelligent. So there are a lot of things you could do to help them increase their social skills and their social interaction. Even the most severe autistic children can still be worked with. You also got to work on potty training. Many of these kids are not interested in potty training. And again, that's not an intelligence issue. That's a, look, I'm fixating on something else. I'm busy doing something else. I like the pattern I'm in with the repetitive behavior I'm in. There's no sense to leave this repetition, you know, to go and sit on a potty, you know, or try to pee and aim at Cheerios. You know, this is something that you know, the kids are like, you know, why am I doing this? And so, you know, we have to convince them that this is something they have to do. But there are gifts. You know, look at how many kids we have. 1 in 68 babies, 1 in 56 boys on some end of the autism spectrum. Now, why is it going up? Well, one, I think we're diagnosing it more. I mean, you know, you look back in time, you wonder, was Hitler Asperger's? Was Hitler, you know, you look back and you go, you know, looks like we might have had Asperger's and autistic individuals, you know, years before. But I do think the incidence is higher. So that's why the question comes up and it keeps surfacing with vaccines. Even though vaccines have been proven safe, and I'm a huge fan of vaccines, you have parents that have video footage of their child being very social, giggling, connecting with mom. After getting a vaccine, it changes. And these are rare, rare cases. But this is why you won't see the debate go away, because these parents claim something happened. Now, maybe what it is not actually autism. We know that sometimes you could get an encephalopathy, a very, very rare occurrence with a vaccine, and that could maybe unfortunately change some of the structures or some of the functions of the brain such that the child may act autistic. But autism is gene related, and I could stand by that because we have 4 nieces and nephews all with some level of autism. And they range anywhere in age from 25 to 6 years old. I doubt it was a vaccine. So, you know, I believe that what could be going on is for those parents to think the child got a side effect to vaccines, it could have been something else, some sort of encephalopathic event. We don't know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. And call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Frank calling from Vegas. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Funny you should ask her, doctor.
How you doing?
Well, if I'm calling you, it's probably not good, but... Anyway, I do enjoy your show thoroughly. Well, no, I love the fact that you recommended the gummy bear marijuana for pain. I just
when did I recommend gummy bear marijuana? When did I do that?
I
just like gummy bears.
It was about a year ago, I'll say.
It's a good idea. We should patent that. We can make a lot of money.
Well, unfortunately, Big Pharma bought most, outbid everybody on most of the dispensaries here in Clark County.
Yeah,
a little dirty secret. Anyway, so much for open bids, as if you could bid against those monsters. But I saw my my doctor, and unbeknownst to me, I get a call from the big hospital, and it's orthopedics. I basically need a new skeletal system, a new ligament system. I played football for 5 years, tennis on hard. Long story longer, I'm in a bad way. I'm 54 years old. I don't know what I'm supposed to. I'm not happy about going to orthopedics. I want to give the doctor a chance, and it's for my, she says, for my shoulders. Everything hurts, and if your doctor said we're going to send you to orthopedics, tell me what that means to you.
No, but, well, can you take a step back? What did you go to your doctor for? And so it was shoulder. What's going on with your shoulder?
Oh, I was a satellite pro tennis player, but it's not. It's both shoulders. It's my knees, my ankles. She basically did full-body x-ray. I've got an MRI coming, but she wanted to know, can you rotate? I said, yeah, but if I continue to do that, they're going to hurt. And they hurt constantly anyway.
Okay.
So, good.
Okay, and I'm sorry this is happening. There's two things I would consider. So, if every single joint in your body is having an issue, I would probably also do some rheumatologic tests. You know, arthritises. You know, there are some genetic types. There are some inflammatory arthritises. So that would be a rheumatologist specialist. But if you're having isolated joint issues, absolutely, we get orthopedic doctors involved because orthopedic are the bone doctors, and. And so not only would she x-ray the bone, but the MRI obviously looks at the ligaments and the tendons, et cetera, looks at fluid on the inside. So let's say the orthopedic doctor says, look, you're starting to get adhesive capsulitis, or you're starting to stiffen and you're not getting as much rotation. Let me try an injection of a steroid, see if it loosens it up. And the orthopedic doctors are great with injections. Some family doctors will do injections, or internists will do injections, but the orthopedic doctors, they do this all the time. So if you have a knee issue and a shoulder issue and an elbow issue, sending you to orthopedics would probably be the first and a good start, because they're the bone doctors.
Okay, two more quick things. Let's deal with the immediate one. First of all, I'm not thrilled about needles, anything, but, you know, if I have to, how many times, you know, on the average would you say, and I'm in a bad way, how many times am I going to have to have these steroid injections where there's pain?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on it depends on what your underlying problem is. If you have a rotator cuff tear, a real bad tear, you know, that encases your shoulder muscles and the movement within them, then the injection's not really going to do anything. You may need to have surgery to repair that. But if you have, let's say, just some arthritis, and the one shot decreases the inflammation, you may be so much in love with it that you may say next year, you want to know what? It's getting cold again. I think I'm ready for another one. I don't like people getting more than a few shots a year. We definitely like to spread them out months at a time, because it is a dose of steroid. But I got to tell you, you know, I've gotten the flu shot, which is a steroid shot. It doesn't even hurt to me. My allergies get so bad, because I live in Vegas also, obviously, that go ahead and stick the biggest needle in my butt if you have, as long as it's going to stop the sneezing. So again, if you're having pain, sometimes that injection is welcomed, because you know, with what it delivers. But I wouldn't panic about what's going to happen. I'm not saying you're going to get an injection. Let the orthopedic doctor take a look at your x-rays, take a look at the MRI, and decide. He may say the injection is going to be worthless because you have something that needs to be operated on. Or he could say, why don't we do physical therapy? Let's skip the injection.
Well,
let's do some...
Okay, and I want to give you a little more. She sent me to the podiatrist last month, and she thought it was a bunion. I didn't know bunions could be that hard, and the podiatrist came out, and she said, no, Frank, it's worse. It's a bone spur. And I was like, okay, I tell you, you're going to take a grinder or some kind of sander, you're going to cut it open. Well, she kind of smiled too. She goes, that's a saw. She says, no, I'm taking a bone saw. And, but anyway, I said, look, I only had pain once on that. I got this giant marble growing out on the back of my toe. She's going to cut the joint out. And I said, can I wait till the pain gets bad enough? And she says, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But she said, Frank, on your way out, you do know your body. Now, I believe she said, and this goes back to when I just saw my doctor on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I remember the podiatrist saying, she goes, Frank, your body's riddled with rheumatoid arthritis. And then my doctor has in the computer. Wait, well, hang on. Let me finish, and I'm closing. My doctor's looking at the computer saying, no, it's osteo. Okay, obviously, then rheumatoid's worse. When I go back to the big VA hospital way up there on the north side mountain, I'm going to stop by and see if my podiatrist remembers, and I think she will remember me. I'm one of those people that
you're really hard to forget. Yeah. I'm going to have nightmares about this call for years. I'm joking.
So anyway, given the fact that the podiatrist says whether it's osteo or rheumatoid, I'm not thrilled. I did go to rehab. 18-9. I tried the acupuncture in the ears, and I thought it was great. And on my way home, and I rode my bike. And by the way, the master degree rehab guy, he's shaking his head on my X-rays. He goes, I don't even want you riding your bike anymore. That was 19 months ago, and now I know why. I can't do it. I used to be a hell of an athlete, and everything about my body's passed.
I know. It's, it kills me. You're only, what, 56, you said? You know, it stinks.
54.
54. Yeah, it stinks for you to. And you played football, and that's a big thing. My grandfather played football, leatherhead years, and unfortunately, every single joint in his body was destroyed, and he got gout. And the gout hit the joints that he really hurt back in school. And it's frustrating because, you know, you're taught to be active and, you know, to, play sports and play outside. And then all of a sudden, a few decades later, you're dealing with this. But the difference between the osteoarthritis and the rheumatoid arthritis is the rheumatoid arthritis is an inflammatory process that needs to be calmed down, whereas osteoarthritis is from wear and tear. So I wouldn't be surprised if you have osteoarthritis. But when you told me that all your joints are affected, either you got beat up a lot playing tennis and football, or you may have rheumatism. Again, it's very easy for them to tell. They could do a blood test, and they could tell by X-ray. But I know we're coming up on the end. But, Frank, thank you for calling. Always sweet to be able to talk to you. But, you know, let me know what happens. Don't panic about going to an orthopedic doctor. See what they have to say. Look, if you don't like what they have to say, you could always say no thank you. But sometimes these injections could give you a lot of relief. Thank you, Frank.
Hey, are you there?
Yes.
Give your two boys a punch in the shoulder for me.
I will. I'll smack them on the tushy. Thank you, Frank. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your comments, your questions. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So Scott from Galveston, Texas writes, my 8-year-old is having difficulty in school. The teacher thinks he has ADD, but I believe he just doesn't like school. I have the same thing. I hate work. Sometimes I don't want to be there. I don't want my child medicated, but how do I get him to go to school and quit screwing around? So he's got, yeah, I mean, this was solved years ago by our parents.
I mean, not that I would ever bring back, you know, the swat on the tushy, because we're not supposed to be spanking kids anymore, but, you know, these are questions that, you know, happened a heck of a lot more rarely back in the olden days than nowadays. The kid doesn't want to be at school. And maybe he does have some attention deficit. Maybe the kid is 100% correct. Maybe school stinks. Maybe he's getting bullied. Maybe the teacher is boring. Maybe he finds no practicality to what he's learning. Maybe this kid is smarter than we think. I agree. Don't medicate him. Now, we've talked about attention deficit on the show at great lengths. You have the attention deficit and you have the hyperactivity. And there's many different screening tools, you know, and many different criteria. Obviously being impulsive, you know, being disorganized. Mom tells the child, okay, take your clean socks upstairs from the laundry room and put them in your drawer. So take the socks, go upstairs, put them in the drawer. And mom goes upstairs and finds the socks laying on stair number 3. The child forgets what he was supposed to do with the socks because his mind starts to wander and he does something else. Right? You know? Or, all right, you know, you just took off your dirty underwear. You left it on the ground. I want you to pick up the dirty underwear. I want you to take it to the laundry room and I want you to wash your hands. And mom comes back seeing the kid with the underwear on his head eating a sandwich. I mean, you know, these are some signs of very, very youthful attention deficit. All right, the child won't stay focused, they're fidgeting a lot, you know, but, you know, I tell parents, I go, look, you know, what happens when his favorite TV show is on? Oh, he's fine. He'll sit and watch a show and he's good. I go, what about his favorite video game? Oh, he's fine. He can play the video game. I'll sit for an hour and play the video game. First, the kid shouldn't be sitting there for an hour playing the video game. But does he fidget? Does he not follow directions? No, he's actually very good at the game. So then you start to wonder how much of the attention deficit, because, you know, a true attention deficit child, we have to treat. I mean, unfortunately, they can, you know, fall off the curve very quickly with learning and then get behind. And, you know, these children, they need to learn how to focus and start to structure themselves and gain skills, you know, that they could learn while being medicated, that they could hopefully stick with those skills after the medication. And it's a very tough decision for doctors and parents, etc. But, you know, adults have it too. And, you know, when I still had my practice before I moved over to Toro University to teach, when I still had my practice, you know, adults would come in saying, look, especially during the recession, look, you know, I had to take this job that's really not even in my career path or what I got a degree in. And it's kind of menial and I get bored. So I start to, you know, think of other things and my mind wanders. So I want to focus. So to help me focus, can I get some ADD medication like Ritalin or Adderall? And yes, speed helps you focus, but that doesn't mean it's healthy for you. That doesn't mean, you know, that's what we want you to use as a crutch to get through decades and decades of work. So obviously, according to the Mayo Clinic, adult attention deficit will include the following. You know, lack of concentration, frustration, getting frustrated more easily. You have trouble multitasking, can't focus on the task, poor time management skills, disorganized, difficulty prioritizing. You could have frequent mood swings. You could also have a hot temper. You know, you get frustrated, and that could be a sign of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in men or women. It could also be a sign of low serotonin. Low serotonin could give you low frustration tolerance, frequent mood swings, etc. And so many people that have low serotonin issues may demonstrate elements of attention deficit, just like a child with autism could demonstrate elements of attention deficit. So attention deficit is not only a diagnosis, but it's a symptom. And yes, it is genetic, as Scott had pointed out. You know, if he has attention deficit type symptoms, he's not surprised that his son does. Does all attention deficit need to be treated? No, it doesn't. many of us have developed attention deficit because and hyperactivity because of our smartphones, because of our iPads, because of our laptops, because of Netflix, because of our Facebook beeps and our Snapchats. We are being inundated and drawn in so many different directions at every moment in time. The average person doesn't sit and watch TV on a couch watching TV. They sit behind a computer or with an iPad or their smartphone on their lap. So we're multitasking even when we're supposed to be relaxing. All right? So when do I consider treatment? Well, if you're going to be losing your job, if you're having poor school performance, you know, if, you know, you're starting to go to alcohol or starting to overdo the caffeine because you want to stay stimulated enough to concentrate. All right. You know, if I think there's other comorbid psychological issues going on, you know, I would get a psychologist and a psychiatrist. But let's go back to the kid. The kid is having difficulty in school. Teacher thinks he has ADD. All right. But he just doesn't like school. One, get him evaluated for ADD. It wouldn't hurt. Just because he has it doesn't necessarily mean you need to treat. I would recommend some cognitive therapy, maybe some behavioral therapy. And what we really need to do with our kids is sit them down and say, look, life is not all about doing things you like. Something happened between my generation and the later generations where if you don't want to do something, you don't have to. If you don't feel like doing a math problem, you don't have to. You could go to a calculator. Well, that's BS. When I was in school, even if we had calculators, we weren't allowed to use them, except for trigonometry with the sin, cos, and tan and all that other stuff. But, you know, if I didn't feel like multiplying, you know, 50 times 24, nobody gave a damn. I had to sit there and grab a pen and paper, and I had to do it. Now, if I had to write a letter to somebody, and I had to lick it and put a stamp on it and walk over to a mailbox, I had to do that. Well, now you don't have to anymore. You can do an email. You could even have computer programs email for you. I mean, there's so many things now out there that allow people to not have to do menial tasks that's a problem. Because what did we learn in life when we were, you know, growing up? The pulling of the weeds, the milking of the cow, the, you know, doing chores, the cleaning the house, the looking something up in an encyclopedia, the looking something up in the Yellow Pages. You know, now this Alexa Echo is supposed to be on our smartphones. Well, we could just ask Alexa to order us a pizza. So I think it's supposed to be better than Siri. I don't know. Why aren't we going to a phone book and looking up the pizza place and making the phone call or going over to the pizza place and putting your order in? Why aren't we making our own pizza at home? It's different these days. So I beg all parents and grandparents to say, look, the sooner you guys learn to do tasks you don't like to do, the more successful you'll be in life, the more successful you'll be in marriage. Do you think my husband really wants to kill the spider? Or kill the scorpion, or change the light bulb in the ceiling, or have sex with me? No, he doesn't. Life is about doing things that you hate, so that when you get to do something you like, you love it more. 1-877. No, he doesn't want to have sex with me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.